The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January only costs $7.99. It's titled, Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, equipping you to witness Christ on the front lines. Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ. Well, the time has come on this Friday afternoon to do what we often do on a Friday's Issues, Etc. We play a little game with our listeners. It's really a very simple, simple game. Hardly even a game at all. It's just you listen and then you vote, and your vote decides Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. We've gone back over the last week or so of Issues, Etc., pulled out from some soundbites from our best guests and best topics, brought them forward. We'll play them for you now here in the next few minutes. All you've got to do is listen and then give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote for which one you think should be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. When you do so, include your vote, the reason why you're voting, of course, and your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Or you can go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener who has the best vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon, January the 17th. And if you vote by phone, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Andrew Steinman. He is responding to those who accuse Christians of cherry-picking Old Testament laws, say we've got to keep some, but not all of them.
First of all, they're not reading the New Testament very well, because the New Testament, I think, makes this clear in a number of instances. For instance, in Mark 7:19, we're told that Jesus declares all foods clean. So all these food laws in the Old Testament are gone. Why? Because the lawgiver himself, the very God in the flesh, declared that all foods were clean. You know, it's just like Congress can pass a law, Congress can repeal a law. Well, God can give a law to Israel and saying you can't eat pork and other things you can't eat, and God can retract that law, and that's exactly what Jesus did, and Mark makes it clear in his gospel. So people who claim we're being inconsistent simply haven't read what Christians have believed from the beginning, that is, Jesus is the fulfillment of the law, and therefore we don't have to keep the Old Testament laws given to Israel. However, the New Testament is clear, we still must act in a moral way. And so the moral principles that lie behind those laws in the Old Testament, we still have to keep. So we're being absolutely consistent in what we do.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. We had him on responding to Reza Aslan, who had written that book, Zealot, The Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth. And here's what's wrong, according to Dr. Montgomery, with Reza Aslan's approach to Jesus.
We must not take the general picture of the time and impose that on that individual. If we do that, what we're actually doing is taking a generalized description of a time, and we are creating an individual who conforms to it. A proper approach historically is to work in just the other direction, from the individual to the general societal picture the great men of history have not conformed in every respect to the pattern of their time. If we took the general picture of, let's say, France at the end of the 18th and beginning of the 19th century, and then we force Napoleon into that schema, we'd no longer have Napoleon. So what you've got in Aslan is a piece of reductionism where Jesus is reduced to the time in which he lives. And if you do this for any historical figure, you will never, never be faithful to that historical figure, and you will never understand the historical figure. That may not be terribly important when it comes to Napoleon, but it is desperately important when it comes to Jesus Christ.
All right, that's Dr. John Warwick, Montgomery, soundbite number two. What's wrong with Reza Aslan's approach to Jesus? Should it be soundbite of the week? Your vote will decide. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Burnell Eckert, who was on our pastor's roundtable recently, talking about Christ and the church as reflected in the common wedding ceremony.
Earthly weddings are a reflection of the heavenly wedding, however poor of a reflection they might be. You know, I basically love the outlay of a traditional wedding where the bride comes down the aisle wearing white and the groom is standing at the head waiting for her. And I've used this on a number of occasions where it's so easy to compare with Christ in the church because the groom is looking at his bride and he's just seeing the woman he loves. He sees nothing wrong with her. He sees white. She, on the other hand, is perhaps all nervous about what she might look like. Has she covered her blemishes all right? Is everything okay? Is everything in place? And that's the way the church and Christ are. The church is aware of its own blemishes and difficulties and sins, and Christ sees none of it. And that, of course, is the gospel. So it's if you do it right, it's easy to make the connection between marriage and the manifestation of not merely the glory, but of the mercy of Christ.
That's soundbite number three. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you're going to have to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state, please. Talk back at issuesetc.org or go to our Facebook fan page. Vote there for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Because here's soundbite number four, your last entry. It comes from Pastor Tom Baker. What does Jesus' baptism mean to every Christian?
I would love every child to leave the classroom recognizing that their baptism was using the same water that Jesus was using in the Jordan. It's called H2O. And it was through the waters of baptism that they have entered into the promised land. For at that baptism, the heavens opened as God, the Holy Trinity, entered into them, which also means they have access to God so that they can say with their parents, Our Father, who art in heaven.
Those are your four sound bites. Soundbite number one, Dr. Andrew Steinman responding to those who say Christians just cherry-pick Old Testament laws. Soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on what's wrong with Reza Aslan's approach to Jesus. Soundbite number three, Pastor Burnell Eckert, Christ and the Church in the Traditional Wedding Ceremony. And soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, what Jesus' baptism means to every Christian. Now it's time to vote. Your vote decides which one's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Here's Eric listening in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I really encourage people to give to Issues, et cetera, as it's the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the world, I'd say, on the media.
Issues, etc. is listener-supported, and you can support the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the media by making a secure online donation at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues, etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 17th of January. It's time for you to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, an opportunity for you to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can vote via email. We'll get those right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. Or do so also when you vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Andrew Steinman responding to those who say that Christians simply cherry-pick Old Testament laws? Should it be soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, what's wrong with Reza Aslan's approach to Jesus? Soundbite number three, Pastor Burnell Eckert, Christ and the Church in the Wedding Ceremony? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, what Jesus baptism means to every Christian? It's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org with your vote, or you can send us a tweet at @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Mike listens in Kansas City. Mike, thanks for waiting on the line.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, Etc. It's a great resource. And, boy, I liked all the sound bites. I'd like to vote for Pastor Baker. I'd like to vote for Dr. Steinman. But I think I'm going to have to vote for Dr. Montgomery, because Dr. Montgomery just, boy, he just blew me away with all the points that he made in that entire segment. And, you know, sometimes I let my ego get the best of me, and I think I'm so smart, you know, I don't even realize I'm doing it. But then when I hear somebody like Dr. Montgomery, he just makes me realize just how much I don't know. And I hope you guys there at Issues, Etc. will continue to have guests like that, because it really helps people like me to, you know, sort these issues out.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your kind words as well, Mike. That's a vote for soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, pointing out what, among many things, is wrong with Reza Aslan's approach to Jesus. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, the 17th of January. 1-877 623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. David listens in Colorado. Here's what he has to say. Pastor Baker brings us back to the real wet water of baptism. I love the reminder that my hope is not a distant, foggy thing, but was applied to a regular boy such as I was and made to save me just because my Father in heaven says so. David, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number 4. Pastor Tom Baker, what Jesus baptism means to every Christian. I want to hear from you. Your votes decide which should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or you can put your vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left some space there for you to do so. Include your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Deborah listens in California. Deborah says, hello. All of the sound bites were really good, but I'm voting for soundbite number 2. That would be Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. I was very disturbed by what Mr. Aslan had to say about history and Jesus' place in it, so I appreciate Dr. Montgomery's comments. We can't judge a person based on the time they lived in. That was a really interesting point and a great way to refute Mr. Aslan's claims. I agree, Deborah, and thanks for listening in California. In Altamont, Illinois, Scott is on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I also vote for Dr. Montgomery's soundbite. If Jesus is just reduced to the time in which he lived, we won't get an accurate picture of Christ, as Dr. Montgomery said. That's not to say that we can't use what we know about a time period to attempt to clarify things. I'm thinking along the lines of Kenneth Bailey's book, Jesus Through Middle Eastern Eyes. That's actually more topping my reading list than Reza Aslan's book.
Well, and there's a good example, Scott, of how, in the case of Bailey, he doesn't try and trump the text by using the time in which Jesus lived. He approaches it properly. He lets the text speak, but he is able to supplement what the text has to say and inform us better on what the text has to say by an understanding of first century Middle Eastern Palestine. So a great example of how to properly use history in reading the Bible. Thanks for your vote, Scott, and thanks for listening in Altamont, Illinois. Jan also listens in Illinois. Jan says, I vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Tom Baker, what Jesus baptism means to every Christian. Hands down for Tom Baker and his teaching of Jesus baptism, says Jan. Jesus pulled all of him down into the same ceremony that we go through when we are baptized. Tom gave the best feeling one can have for your baptism because he did a great job of describing what Jesus Christ did for us. The same water, the step into our sins, brought into the humility that Christ experienced into the very center of our faith. Yes, the cross is the bridge between the baptism of Christ and our baptism. Very well put, Jen. Very well put. The bridge to our rising with him at the resurrection. We Christians now have hope, and we have it now, says Jan in Illinois. Jan, thank you very much. Great insights there. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is a great one. It's in that Five Things You Can Do series from Concordia Publishing House. I'm always a little leery of witnessing books, books that talk about witnessing, because so often they just focus on what you need to do, techniques, strategies you need to employ. That is not what you will find in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ. It's not about techniques or strategy. It's about what a witness really is and how you are already truly a witness of Christ's work of the forgiveness of sins on a daily basis. Find out more about Five Things You Can Do to Witness Christ at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Karen listens in Riverton, Wyoming. Karen says her vote is for soundbite number 3, Burnell Eckert on Christ and the Church in the Wedding Ceremony. He is so right. A pastor who knows this and is willing to say it during the service will have a great way to share the gospel with everyone who attends the wedding. He will also have good visuals for his point. Karen, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Wyoming. Jonathan listens in Iowa. He's voting for Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on refuting Reza Aslan's approach to Jesus because he is Dr. Montgomery. and the point that we can't judge historical persons by our own historical context. Jonathan, a big fan of Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, thanks for listening in Iowa. The winner this week, according to your votes, soundbite number two. It's Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. What's wrong with Reza Aslan's approach to Jesus?
We must not take the general picture of the time and impose that on that individual. If we do that, what we're actually doing is taking a generalized description of a time, and we are creating an individual who conforms to it. A proper approach historically is to work in just the other direction, from the individual to the general societal picture. The great men of history have not conformed in every respect to the pattern of their time. If we took the general picture of, let's say, France at the end of the 18th and beginning of the 19th century, and then we force Napoleon into that schema, we'd no longer have Napoleon. So what you've got in Aslan is a piece of reductionism where Jesus is reduced to the time in which he lives. And if you do this for any historical figure, you will never, never be faithful to that historical figure, and you will never understand the historical figure. That may not be terribly important when it comes to Napoleon, but it is desperately important when it comes to Jesus Christ.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote, Soundbite number two. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, what's wrong with Reza Aslan's and anyone else who approaches the scripture putting history over the text? What's wrong with that approach to Jesus? The LPR bundle package goes to Jan in Illinois. Jan, thank you very much for voting, and to everyone who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Jan, send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, please consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can do so at our website, issuesetc.org, or send a check made out to Issues Etc. to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Monday on the program, we'll talk with Oz Guinness about religious freedom. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Calvary Lutheran, Elgin, Illinois. Advent Lutheran, Zionsville, Indiana. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Worth, Texas. Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon. St. John's Lutheran, Evanston, Indiana. Mount Calvary Lutheran, San Antonio, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho. Village Lutheran, Ladue, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa. St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa. Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.